The voice of the day on radio this morning. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jack Sivanos.
Good morning to you. Who am I talking to this morning?
This is Walter Esamazu from calling from Betwa East Region, the land of the rising sun, gold, timber, and minerals.
If there's one part of Cameroon I love so much, don't forget it's also the land of cocoa beans, which is the new gold there.
Yeah,
how is Betwa doing?
Betwa is fine. Betwa is fine. And we're getting up well this morning. Everything is great.
What part of Betwa are you reaching us today?
Well, I am in Betwa Central Town, and a quarter specifically called Enya.
Enya.
Enya, Enya, Enya.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. What does Enya mean?
Enya means, like, it's an area they call, like, the Enya is like the Ototono.
Yes.
What the French man call Paternel.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
so
where
like the settlement area of the indigenes of the people.
Yes,
Kenya.
Yes. The bastion for the indigenes of Betwa, right?
Yes, yes.
Great. Now take me to Betwa. I've never been there.
Okay. You know, Betwa is in the east, is a regional headquarter of the East Region, and you want to get to Betwa, when you are in Yaoundé, certainly just get to Van. We go to Mban, then in Yaoundé, you take a bus. And the most popular bus agency that we take there is Overline. You take, you leave Yaoundé, you drive about between 5 to 6 hours maximum, you'll be in Betwa.
How long have you lived in Betwa in the East Region?
For now, I've been in Betwa now. This is my number 11th year.
11th year?
Yes, yes.
Like the first 11 that enter for a football game.
Exactly.
What makes Betwa so sweet?
Betwa is a very sweet and wonderful town. First of all, the climate is very friendly.
Mm.
The soils are very fertile.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, we have in Betwa abundance of everything. There's a lot of bush meat. There's a lot of macabo. There's a lot of plantain. A lot of cassava.
Wow.
In fact, there's everything. And I said, Betwa is a very wonderful place.
Well, and for the bushmeat, I hope that you guys don't eat the endangered species.
No, we don't eat the endangered species because the government protect farmers from hunting that.
Oh, beautiful.
And Mr. Njeguante, I want to call your attention that, you know, in addition to the farming activity, one of the most economic activity here is hunting too.
Yeah.
So hunting to the people here in some villages is their own economic activity in addition to farming.
Wow. While we're growing up, we're told that when you go to the east, that's where pygmies are. I mean, have you met some of them? Have you seen some of them in the interior, though, of this region of our country?
Well, Mr. Njet, I want to first of all make you understand when you talk pygmy, it doesn't mean that the Cameroonians and people have that notion that the pygmy are the people, the short people.
Mm.
Generally, pygmy are not short people. It's just a name to a clan. They call it the Bakas.
Mm.
So, and most of the people, they live mostly around in the villages.
Live
in the villages.
Mm.
The indigenous and the Ototone of the East Region, where they call them the pygmies or they live in the villages. But in Betwa Central Town itself, it is a cosmopolitan town that is made of people from different parts of the country and even part of the other countries.
Beautiful.
Like we have the Chadians, the Centrafrique, the Congolese, and many others. But then talking of the Ototone of the people, like the pygmies, they have their villages that, you know, they are primitive people. I mean, people who are close to nature. They like living in natural, in forest, and live on herbs.
Beautiful.
So when they have, most of their villages are in the forest.
All right, that's not okay.
I've gone there one time, I've gone there, and if you see a typical backer man or a typical pygmy, they build their houses there with sticks and leaves.
Okay.
Very short houses.
Mm.
So these are people who are very close to nature.
Right.
Yeah, and that we can equally understand that there are some people that if they go in a particular village and they are living there among themselves, I mean the indigenous themselves, when the government come like give a road, build hospitals, give water. They will abandon that place and shift inside and say move and go to inside the forest where they will not have anything to do with civilization.
I want to hold it there, okay? That's something that's been said repeatedly by some people, but that's not true, okay? That's not true because even you and I, okay, our great-grandparents won't live that kind of a life as Africans, okay? So it's not true. It's a problem of education, sensitization, okay? There is nobody that will see a road and choose to go to the forest. There's nobody that will see a hospital and refuse to be treated. There's nobody that will see a school and know the importance of school and refuse to go, okay? So these are talks in the quarter that are not true. I mean, I don't subscribe to that. I want to thank you very much. I want you to greet some persons on Daybreak. But for that, what do you do in Betwa?
Well, I'm a teacher in government bilingual teacher training college where I train teachers to teach in the primary school.
Wow. That's beautiful. And of course, so you're a teacher trainer.
Yeah, I'm a teacher trainer.
Beautiful. Greet some persons on Daybreak today. Greet 5 persons on the radio.
Okay, let me start by sending my greetings to you people at the stadium. I'm glad for this opportunity that you are giving to me.
You're welcome.
I also want to extend my greetings to my beautiful wife who is by me here, Dr. Mrs. Samazu.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to extend my greetings to all the teachers in Cameroon, especially as we're preparing to celebrate the Teachers' Day, which is coming up on the 5th of October.
Yeah.
On the 5th of October. And I want to extend my greetings to all my colleagues in the NIES, to Auntie Berta, Madame Mutanga, who is my boss, and to the Minister of Secondary Education, and every educationist and every teacher who is in the Republic of Cameroon.
All right. I want to thank you very much, okay? What are you taking for breakfast this day from Betwa?
Well, as I'm getting up, I'm taking a plate of nkunkum. This is what is common with us here.
Is it going to be nkunkum and some bush meat?
Nkunkum and some bush meat.
A rat mole, maybe.
not necessarily rat mole.
What we call cutting grass.
Yes, that one can be.
All right. I want to thank you very much, okay? And wishing you a formidable day. Do have a better day ahead.
Thank you.
And save your Makosa peace. Don't buy Lo Chante de Sham. L'homme qui vit dans deux avions. Belkato Beyond Radio. Let's go.